John, and as the one presiding over this, and then those of you who are on Zoom, thank you for that. And our daughter and grandson are in the back, so say hi to them. There they are. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, very good. What I would like to do this morning is take one more step with you about the listening project that we've had. It's not quite over till the end of November because there's responses from you yet to come as far as the results that we got. But I was reminded of a story from my time in Arizona. And right at the time that our one church plant was ending up, the senior warden said this. He mentioned it to me. It wasn't behind my back, you know, or anything like that. That sometimes can happen. But he said this. He said, what John and the bishop wanted to see was something that wasn't going to work. What they wanted to see happen at that church, which was Prince of Peace, it wasn't going to work. Well, I mean, Captain Obvious, yes, it didn't work. That's why the thing closed. That's right. But it was a great try. Now, I took that to heart, and there's something I'm going to say to you, those of you on Zoom, those of you who will hear this from the website as it's recorded sometime later, those of you who tell other people what I said, this would be great. You know, please do that. Some of what I have taught and encouraged here at St. Francis may have been perceived as a plan that did not fit St. Francis. And you might have thought that from time to time. That would be just normal. And I got to admit, from time to time, I thought that. I thought, well, okay. And we were careful about talking about things and sharing what are the next steps. And we would have some committees and meetings at the potluck and all kinds of stuff to go ahead. But nonetheless, not all of it fit. And that's a normal, typical thing to happen. But I want to do this first, and then I want to bring a couple of things out about where we are today. First of all, if any of you felt disrespected because it seemed as if the plans we were pursuing didn't fit, and maybe you felt you weren't listened to or appreciated, or what you've done wasn't noticed in the result of that, and that can happen, then I ask your forgiveness for that. And one step further, I ask your forgiveness for any priest who has at any time ever done anything that felt like it was forced upon you, or wasn't going to work, or didn't fit, or whatever it may be, where you felt disrespected or not listened to. Because that's not what Jesus would do. He became as one of us, so that relationship between us and him could be full in every way. And while we can feel, you know, as if someone has a plan for our church, that we don't have to accept it. We just don't. Maybe give it a try out and say, well, it didn't work. And that's a great way to go. But what we can be all the time, without any exceptions, is who we are. We can be who God made us to be. St. Francis can be who God made St. Francis to be. St. Francis can be and actually needs to be the church that it actually is, and not some other plan or some other thing, but who we are right now today. So let me give you a description of what may be helpful for us to move ahead. It's not a plan that I want you to take up, just a description, and it's this. Some churches are like formal parlors. You know, everything is just so, the interior is exquisite. There are seats for different people here and there. And then, of course, the congregation can usually sit wherever they want. But there's, you know, the bishop is here and the choir is over here and all kinds of things like that. It's very formal. That's not us. Some of you are at churches like that before you came here. And they're great churches, absolutely wonderful places. that where you can meet God, and it serves many, many different people. Other churches are like huge theaters where, you know, up front there's great music and a great preacher and all that. Well, not unlike here, right? That wasn't a joke. No, come on. Well, anyway, so... but it's like a theater, and you feel like you're in an audience catching something of a performance, even though it can be very inspiring, very uplifting and all kinds of things. It's still a theater where inspiration is the goal. Now, what about us at St. Francis? Well, some churches, they're like your grandmother's kitchen, and you come and sit around the kitchen table. That's this church. And thousands of other churches just like it. And it's a church like this, where you engage the love of God in a manner that builds you up, that tells you who you are. When the relationships where you exchange things, you hear your name, not only by the people, but the echo of the voice of God calling you by name. Just like you're around the kitchen table. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And this is a beautiful, beautiful church because of that. It's the way that God made us here at St. Francis. And that's one of the main things that I caught from the listening project we did, where you know, your responses were shared, and we kind of, you know, tallied them up, and we saw that the things we value the most are music and fellowship. It's like we're sitting around the kitchen table and the radio's on with our favorite music, and we're enjoying talking to each other and eating the pecan cookies or whatever else is out. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful. Let me change the metaphor a little bit. Although, you know, hold on to that one, because that's so powerful, describing who we are and how wonderful we are. But let me change the metaphor, completely. Churches are also like seeds. And that's what carries us into the future. And as you know, a seed only produces whatever kind of seed it is. So like all the acorns falling now, they will only produce oak trees. And other kinds of things that you plant, you know, other seeds will produce something very delicate, others different kinds of fruit and so forth, as you know. From our seed, what we produce are welcoming, hospitable people who follow Jesus. That's the seed that God has put in this church, and that's what we need to keep planting over and over and over again, so that's the fruit that comes out of it. Our relationship with Jesus, our abiding with Jesus, is what bears much fruit. And that fruit that comes out of this fellowship will be rich worship and wonderful, uplifting, healing, welcoming fellowship. That will always be the case. It always has been the case with this church, and it always will be the case, because those are the gifts of God. And as you remember, the gifts of God, as the King James says, are without repentance. He never takes them away. Now, there's a challenge of the seed. And Richard led us in reading Psalm 126, and the last couple of verses of that, you can look at them if you want, but they're probably familiar to you. Those who sowed with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying the seed, will come again with joy, shouldering their sheaves. I think it's a little different translation than the bulletin, but it's still the same. Now, there's a picture of this that is very powerful. I borrowed it from somewhere a long time ago. If I remembered where I borrowed it from, I would tell you where that was. But just to be honest and transparent, I didn't come up with this one. I took it from somebody, and I want to share it with you. Picture a farmer with young children. And these little kids are running around the farmhouse and wherever, hungry. And they're telling, Dad, we're hungry. And they're starting to cry. And the only thing the farmer has that day is seed. And he knows that he can prepare the seed for the kids to eat. But he knows that if he does that, there's no harvest. And he starts crying. And he goes out into the field and he sows in tears. Because he knows he could give that to his kids and wouldn't be hungry today. But tomorrow they would be again. So his job is to plant that seed, wait for the harvest, and in the meantime find other ways to bring food home, which he did. And then when harvest time came, they brought in all that was grown and all that they reaped in the harvest with shouts of joy, because they were going to eat through the winter and beyond. That's a picture for us. We have a seed. The seed is the gift that God gave us, a desire to praise Him with music and a welcoming, healing fellowship. Those are our seeds. And we remember how those seeds were before. What we need to do is plant those seeds instead of hold on to them. Well, how do we hold on to those seeds? It's simple, and yet it's challenging. If we think what we need to do is be the church that we were 2 years ago before the pandemic, we are holding on to a seed. Or if we think we need to get back to the way the church was 10 years ago when we first came into this building, we're holding on to that seed. And some of us might be thinking, although maybe not, but just as an example, we need to be the church that we were 20 years ago when we were much younger and we were in schools and firehouses and all that. It was a great time. There was more people then, all kinds of things going on. That's what we need to be. That's holding on to the seed. It's not letting it go. And we carried some of that seed from that time in firehouses and schools into the building, when we wanted some of the ministries that were going on there to continue here. And we couldn't do it. It was great to try, courageous to try, and faithful to try, but we couldn't do it. And we needed to let go of that picture of what the seed was so that we could plant it. Just as we need to let go of any other picture of what St. Francis was like in the past, whatever it was, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, at any time, in any way. Because today, we are still worshiping God with wonderful praise, and we are still seeing each other and welcome each other and holding each other up as we come together. Just the welcome that I saw all of you give to our son John. That's us. That's us today. That's who we are. What we do is we release the picture of what we were in the past. And that plants that seed. You know, if it doesn't come up by 11 o'clock today or next week, it's going to come up. The Lord will raise up fruit from what we plant today that we can barely imagine, but it'll be there. And people we haven't yet to meet are going to come into a position and a place where they're welcomed and built up and healed and start praising the name of the Lord with music perhaps they've never heard, but it starts lifting their hearts and they recognize that Jesus is enthroned on the praises of His people. That's us. And that's what we look for every time. In other words, what God is asking us to do is to be the church that we are today, not the church that we used to be. Now, fully transparent, I'd love to be the church we used to be. I knew what to do then. I knew what was going on. I knew how it worked. Well, maybe not completely, but I knew better of how it worked. But today, we don't know as much as how it works. We have half our people on Zoom this morning and then here. We never did that before, but that's the church we are today. We have people who would not have been able to join us in worship present today. If it were 2 years ago, they would not have been able to do it because they're connecting over Zoom. That's who we are today. There is a joyful healing welcome on a social media platform that wasn't there before. That's the gift of God that will never go away, that is functioning today. And things like that will continue to go on. And someday in the future, when we're looking back on this and we're saying, you know, those days when we had Zoom, that's what we should be like. And it'll be time to plant that seed and let the fruit come up when it's ready. So, how does this work? How do we do it? How do you and I do this? And I want to reiterate what I asked you to do last week. It's challenging, but it's how we let go of the seed. It's hearing the voice of the Lord, and as particularly when you ask God this question. If God were to give me the ability to do anything in St. Francis, especially the area of worship or fellowship, but anything at all, what would I do? If God were to give me any ability to do anything in St. Francis, what would it be? Now, let me just make sure I've been clear about the challenge. It's not what would the vestry do. It's not what would the bishop do. It's not what would the vicar do. What would you do if God gave you the ability to do anything? What would you do? That is how you step onto the place where we are the church that we are today. That's how we step into the place that we are right now. That's how we engage with God at this moment in the way God is moving among us, even this morning. And that is the way that God will lead us from this place into all the places that have been prepared for us to be in. You individually are a specific, significant part of that by answering that question. If God were to give me anything, any ability to do anything at St. Francis, what would it be? When it's pledge time in a month, that's one of the questions for you to consider. What would that be? Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you that we are the church that we are. This day. We thank you that this is the day that you have made. We ask for a power and anointing of your Spirit to rejoice and be glad in that. And that we would plant the seeds you've given us to bear fruit for the glory of your name. Amen.